First Chronicles, chapter 10. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard after Shaul and after his sons, and the Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, the sons of Shaul. And the battle went sore against Shaul, and the archers hit him, and he was wounded of the archers. Then Shaul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword and thrust me through with it, lest these uncircumcised come and abuse me." But his armor-bearer would not, because he was sore afraid, and so Shaul took a sword and fell upon it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Shaul was dead, he fell likewise on the sword and died. So Shaul died, and his three sons and all his house died together. And when all of the men of Israel that were in the valley saw that they had fled, and that Shaul and his sons were dead, then they forsook their cities and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass on the next day, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Shaul and his sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. And when they had stripped him, they took his head and his armor and sent to the land of the Philistines round about to carry tidings to their idols and to the people. And they put his armor in the house of their Elohim and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. And when all Jabesh Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Shaul, they rose, all the valiant men, and took away the body of Shaul and the bodies of his sons and brought them to Jabesh and buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh and fasted 7 days. So Shaul died for his transgression, which he committed against Yahweh, against the word of Yahweh, which he did not keep, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it, and inquired not of Yahweh. Therefore he slew him and turned the kingdom to David, the son of Jesse. End of chapter 10.